My name's Emily Freeman. I compete in athletics. My events are 200, and I'm hoping to kind of progress towards 400 as well, and that includes the relays. I train majority of the time now in Sheffield and live just outside Rotherham, so I take use of the great facilities we have in Sheffield, Don Valley, next to the AIS, and the gym here in the AIS are just fantastic venues to be on my doorstep.
And we're now exactly a year from the opening ceremony. How much are you looking forward to it, and can you believe it's just a year to go now?
I kind of can believe it's a year, just because it's been in my mind probably, well, since Beijing, I suppose, since we got the bid. It's always been in the back of my mind. Yeah, it is getting closer. I think if you kind of focus on that every day, then it gets a little bit daunting, whereas I just focus on what I have to do every day and trust in kind of my programme and my plans to get me there within the year's time.
So what are your plans and how is everything kind of going so far?
It's going okay. I've had to kind of prioritise next year over this year, so I'll be missing the World Championships this year, but I'm confident that my plans are good and solid, and it's just like a gentle build up from now. I've kind of got a little bit more time on my hands with having missed the events this year to really focus and really get in shape for next year.
So what's your sort of usual training regime and kind of your day-to-day life really?
Day-to-day, I manage it a lot myself. My coach is, I only see him once or twice a week. He actually lives in London, so it's not the most conventional of systems, but it seems to work, or it has in the past. So it's a lot of self-motivation. Get up, get yourself down the track or down the gym, get the training session done, get home, eat well, recover well, and then some days it's another session again in the evening, and then home to bed. So it's just pretty much eat, sleep, train, done.
And what about timings wise? What time are you getting up, and what kind of things do you eat or not eat, probably, is the better question.
You don't particularly have to get up crazily early. We're not kind of like the swimmers or anything, but so it's a kind of 8 o'clock start, get on the track, 9:30, 10 o'clock, not too bad. And then eating wise, just healthy, varied diet, make sure I get all the good recovery in straight after my session, so good proteins and good carbs that we need straight after, just to make sure I'm ready for the next session the next day or later that day. Stay off, I suppose, too much of the treats, but I think everybody's got to treat themselves once in a while.
Still human at the end of
exactly,
the day.
Exactly. We're not kind of monks.
Yeah. Obviously, you've missed quite a lot of stuff this year. Tell us a bit about the reasons behind that and kind of what that means you can be able to do sort of going through the next year.
I won't kind of lie, it's been a bit of a struggle, and because I had to compromise my season a little bit last year as well, it's all been just about trying to get to the bottom of what was wrong, and we're pretty much there with that, so I'm confident I'm ready to get back into full training. With missing the events, it just gives me a couple of months leeway just to kind of get myself right and really focus on what I need to do and make sure everything around the training is in the right place as well, so the recovery and the rest and yeah, everything like that.
So are you working towards anything now, kind of events wise, or is it just kind of wait and see a little bit?
We've got kind of plan A, plan B, plan C. It might be the indoors to test myself. Having not raced this year, it'd be good to just get the spikes on again in a competitive environment, so we'll just have to see how that goes.
And obviously you've seen images and things like that of the Olympic Park. What do you think from just... we've seen it sort of develop, really, haven't we, I suppose?
Yeah, I've stayed away from actually going down there, to be honest. I saw it quite early on in the development. I've seen pictures and everything. But I think if you kind of... You get too kind of hyped up, I suppose, or too... I'm good at dealing with the pressure, but I think... if you just don't want to waste too much energy on it day to day, I think you've just got to get on with what you can do and what you can control day to day. As long as that goes right, the park's going to be ready, it's all going to be there. Obviously it'd be great to be familiar with the setting, so it's not as kind of scary or too exciting kind of thing, but it's the track's going to be the same as most tracks. You know, there's things that I know are going to be constants, and I know that everybody's going to be behind us, the whole country, so with that in mind, is just, yeah, get on with it.
Because does it look like you're like, oh my god, wow, it looks amazing compared to, I don't know, other events?